Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's time for Sports Radio WEEI with Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one
thing. Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving. You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom Brady took a physical in New York City yesterday, where he is currently residing before he makes his move down to Tampa Bay, and everything is full go. The contract is signed. Tom Brady now officially a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Were you disappointed that the Patriots maybe didn't make more of an effort to bring you back or maybe show some more appreciation given all you've accomplished for the team?
No, I have a great deal of respect for, you know, I'm so grateful to Mr. Kraft and the organization and Coach Belichick and all the coaches and obviously all my teammates.
What would it have taken for you to stay in New England?
Oh, boy.
Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck-sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
The New England Patriots are not going to pay Cam Newton $19.1 million a year. They're not going to sink that kind of money into a quarterback.
It's a big commitment. Sitting here laying here 3 days after the year, getting my Achilles worked on my thumb. And you go, what are we doing this for? You know, what are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? You got to have answers to those questions. And they have to be with a lot of conviction. You know, when you lose your conviction, then you probably should be doing something else.
You know, it's interesting hearing that Chris Jericho music play for Tom Brady, because they both get better with age. And guess what? Chris Jericho calls Tampa home. Maybe Tom Brady will be living near him now. Two champions. Two big-time champions. Two of the GOATs. My name is Mark James. Mark with a C. James here with you. I know there's a lot of people out there that it bothers you when I criticize Bill the Drafter. You can't separate the two. I'm separating the two. I'm saying he's the greatest coach of all time. Just not the greatest draft evaluator. The greatest draft picker. That's all I'm saying. And he's certainly proven that time and time again over the course of the last few years. There was an article that was written by Ben Volen. Was it last December? December 13th, around that time to be exact. How about this? Quote, it just goes down the list. The Patriots draft class is warming the bench, playing in just 2.3 of the team's offensive and defensive snaps. The only team that has played its rookies less is the Cowboys, and they didn't have a first-round pick. N'Keal Harry, the second receiver taken off the board, has played just 113 snaps all year, and only two in Sunday's loss to the Chiefs. He missed the first eight games, of course, with a foot injury. Jo'Wan Williams, the rangy 6'3" cornerback drafted in the second round, has played just 33 snaps all season. Of the 10 picks, only third-round pick Chase Winovich, 252 snaps, 29.8%, and fifth-rounder Jake Bailey are seeing the field regularly. And the rookie who has played the most wasn't even drafted, Jacoby Myers, who played 394 of 960 possible snaps, 32.8%. When, you know, if you can find this, Brian DeFelice, you do a great job producing. Try to find the cut of Ben Volen asking Bill about that. And at the time, the Patriots were 10-3. And he goes, oh, well, yeah, we're 10-3. And Bill doesn't ever usually give the record out. He never usually does that. So you can tell that the criticism, the indictment of his draft evaluation is bothering him. Volen's like, well, what about the rookies on this team, the draft? Like, well, we are 10-3 or whatever they were at the time. So you could tell it got to him. It's getting to him because he knows it. It's a thing. It's a thing. Let's go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
Boy, you hit the word when you said conflicted. Yes, I am conflicted because, listen, after 20 years, and I'm pushing 59, and I saw the Patriots lose a lot of games back, you know, so, but, boy, he brought us back, and then now what do I do? Do I still stick with my team, or do I stick with Brady?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with my team. Hey, Dennis, you know? I think it's okay to do both in this situation. I think it's fine to do both if you want.
I mean, I hope he does well. I am hoping he does well, so... But wouldn't that be something if Belichick could come up with a miracle, then we play the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay against against Brady? Wouldn't that be something, though? Huh? That would be like,
well,
like
here's the thing. Hey, Dennis, the only chance the Patriots and Bill Belichick have of making it to the Super Bowl next year is getting tickets. There's no chance in hell they're going to be anywhere near. No way.
I know. But I mean, that's like a fantasy thing. But that would be funny, though, if he could, like, pull it off. But, I mean, then you could call him the greatest coach if he can pull this one off. You know?
Yeah,
no,
well.
Without Brady, we'll see. But.
Exactly. Without Brady, we're going to find out. By the way, here's another thing I've noticed, too, which is tells you how much society and TV has changed in the last month. On SportsCenter right now, which is cute as hell because I love dogs, they're showing two Labradors, a yellow lab and a black lab, like just licking water in their water bowls for the last minute and 30 seconds. That's what they're doing here. And then Enes Kanter eating a bunch of marshmallows off a treadmill, which, oh, I'm sure, hopefully that treadmill is new, and that's kind of disgusting now in the coronavirus era that we're living in, eating anything off of a treadmill. Not a good thing. Randall's up next in Salem. Oh, by the way, speaking of Randall, the other day I noticed it was Randall Cunningham's 57th birthday. My favorite quarterback not named Tom Brady.
That's I didn't realize he was that old. But good for him.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Randall, if he was drafted in this era, he would be one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history.
Yeah, you can't argue that, especially in this day and age. He fits right in with all those.
Oh,
guys. And I mean, McNair, you put in there too.
Oh yeah, but he was Mahomes, but like he was a more athletic Mahomes. Now Mahomes, I was gonna say Mahomes. I don't know because Randall had a good arm too. Mahomes' accuracy was better, but don't forget back then you could take off the quarterback's head. You could go to his knees. You could do anything, and he was still great.
Oh, he would have had a few more years of his career, too, I mean, based off the way they play now.
Oh, a few? Maybe five or ten.
Yeah. So I wanted to present you a question and actually kind of piggyback off the last call and then just give a quick take on the Patriots and the Bucs. Now, and the way I see this question, too, if Bill and Brady were to face off in the Super Bowl, I almost see it not even as the Patriots versus the Bucs, and I think a lot of New England will see it this way. but more so Bill versus Brady. So who would you take in that scenario? I know it's a little unrealistic this year.
Randall, I don't even need to think about it. Brady, 8 days a week and 10 times on Sunday.
And I figure that the majority is going to go that way, too.
Yep.
I mean, I'm still a Patriots fan through and through, right? That'll never change, but yep. I it's hard to pick Belichick over Brady. It really is.
No, I know. Randall, I remember we were talking about this a few months ago, and I posed the question. I said, you know, what if Brady goes to all teams like the Cowboys, the Yankees of the NFL, that you just like, ugh, like you just hate everything about
it.
No, I know. But then someone goes, well, I would root for the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl. I had a caller say, I would root for the Patriots to get there to play the Cowboys. And I said, well, then who would you root for if they played the Cowboys? They said, I'd root for Tom Brady and the Cowboys. I'm like,
that would be a tough one. That's where I might cross the line.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. See, the Bucs you can handle because the Bucs are the worst winning percentage team in NFL history. So you can handle the Bucs, but you can't with the Cowboys. I get
exactly.
That. Right.
And then the quick take on the Bucs and the Patriots. First off, I know there's been a lot of this cam talk. I want nothing to do with that. I want no retread quarterback. Go draft a young guy. Have them duke it out, cut Kessler, and bring in three quarterbacks into camp and just see where it goes.
I'm okay with that. Hey, listen, right now, Mel Kiper's latest draft, Randall, he's got Jordan Love, Utah State, going to the Patriots. And again, I got to remind all of you out there, I am the only person in the media in this market who religiously watches college football, okay? If there all these guys coming up in the draft, Jerry Jeudy, Jefferson, T. Higgins, Herbert, Tua, Burrow, I've watched them all. I have not watched Jordan Love. So when people in the media now that Mel Kiper has given his, because he actually does, Kiper, McShay, Daniel Jeremiah, they're the best at what they do. They have watched Jordan Love at Utah State. I have never watched a single game or a snap by Jordan Love. So if anybody in this market tries to break down Jordan Love, just turn them off. Stop. Just don't look at that. Like, just stop listening. Don't watch them. They don't know. I don't know if anybody in this market watches college football other than me, period, on the air. Anybody. Anyone. I think Christian Fourier watches college football, but he's got a lot of stuff going on. And he, I know he does, and I know Wiggy does as well, but, like, I don't know how much. Like, I watch a lot. I've never seen Jordan Love. Would I be okay with the Patriots taking him? I don't know, because I don't know anything about him. I can tell you Tua, who I've called Tua Tebow Vailoa, because he's going to be a bust. I would not touch him with a 10-foot pole. I think if you're the Chargers or the Dolphins, who's ever going to be in that position to take him, congratulations, because you just took a major bust. You, like a small, injury-prone, left-handed quarterback who is not ready for this life, for the NFL life. Tua will not translate into the league. Mark my words. I will guarantee you two things on the air this year. The Patriots will not make the playoffs in 2020, and Tua Tebow Vailoa will be a bust. He's a bust. I've watched enough of him to tell you he's not going to make it in the NFL. He's just not going to do it. He's not. He's got bust written all over him. And I can't wait to be right about that. I love it when I'm right about things. Oh, I love it. Terry's up next. What's up, Terry?
Mark, Jane, I'm a big fan of yours. I mean, this is coming out of Brady leaving. And I'm listening to you today for the first time, and it is like medicine to hear your criticisms of Belichick and your loyalty to Brady and the fact that he was the face of Boston, New England, the Patriots. And it's heartbreaking to not see him retire, even though I am super happy for Tom, you know, to be happy somewhere else. And I'm kind of on board with his father there. I can see that he saw Tom wasn't getting what he deserved in New England for everything he's given this place. And so I super appreciate you. You're all, you know, everything you're saying, but you know, endings matter. And the fact that Tom is not going to retire in New England and we're not gonna have the biggest thank you party that's ever been had in Boston, you know, is really tragic. And you know, the fact that it comes down to money. I mean, money is so ugly when I think about this whole whatever, you know, what came down and everybody's squabbling about a million here, a million there, 5 million, this, that, and the other. When you look at the Super Bowl, just as one quick example, a 20-second ad in the Super Bowl will pay for every player on both teams playing in that game and the coaches. I mean, they make like $180,000 for that game.
Yep.
And they generate gazillions amounts of money. And you know, and I think the players should just get a lot more money. I think the players' union should fight for more money. But okay, so that's another conversation. But lastly, you know, the Mets have a fan base where they all wear these orange vests and they go to these away games.
Oh no, no, they're called no, the seven line. I know them. The seven line. No, it's unbelievable. I know. No, I've seen them in Atlanta.
Yeah.
No, it is unbelievable. I've seen them in Atlanta take over at the time Turner Field and just turn it into a college, like it turns into like the Duke Cameron crazies. Oh, it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to see, you know, either a giant section of you know, Patriots, the stadium, Gillette, filled with Tom Brady jerseys.
Oh, don't worry, Terry.
A Bucks jersey or a Brady jersey. I mean, Patriots. I don't know. But,
there will be, Terry.
You know, wishful thinking.
There will be. Know. Thank you for the phone call. There definitely will be. Got a lot of female callers today. Maria in Watertown, Lynn in Brewster, Terry in Amherst. It's amazing. Everyone is siding over Tom over team. Tom, like I said, the next Facebook docuseries should be Tom versus team. And then in little parentheses, X, you could put X, EX, X team. A lot of female callers today. I like that. You got to, you know, we need balance here. We need balance. Too much testosterone, not enough estrogen. We need more of that. Dan's up next in New Hampshire. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to go in the opposite end of the conversation here.
That's fine.
Brady was the best ever. You can't take that away from him. Greatest quarterback ever in New England history. He should have retired after the win against the Rams in the Super Bowl. Then what would have happened? He goes out a winner for the Patriots, whatever, and that's the end of it. But like when Bobby Orr retired for the Bruins, did I become a Chicago Blackhawks fan? No, I stuck with the Bruins because they're my team. Esposito leaves the Bruins. Am I going to go with Chicago the Rangers? No, I stayed with the Bruins. The same with Bork.
I see that.
What I'm saying is, can you pay a quarterback that is, if he's in digression, $30 million a year out of your salary?
Well, the thing that I didn't like, Dan, what they were doing was he wanted 25 a year, but I understood that they were going to penalize Tom because they, like, on the fact that he was going to count for $13.5 million in dead cap money. But that was because of things they had done in previous contractual agreements with Brady. So they were wanting to penalize that on him, which I thought, like, that was like double jeopardy. Like, how do you do that? You're the reason why Tom's taken less and restructured this and done that. And then you're going to double jeopardy. Oh, well, we can't pay you that because you're going to count 13. And after a while, you're just like, dude, screw you. I'm done. I'm going where I'm appreciated. We're not going to have to deal with this crap anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. But you did say that Tampa Bay team, they draft well.
They have.
They made good picks. Okay, 2019, 7-9, 2018, 5-11.
No, I got
2017, 5-11, 2016, 9-7, 2015.
Dan, I got two words for you. I have two words for you. I have two words for you. Jameis Winston. He's led the NFL in turnover since he came into the league. What do you expect? And not only that, Dan, in the 35 turnovers that he had alone this year, he set up the opposing team at the Bucs' 38-yard line. In other words, if the opposing team had a decent field goal kicker, they were already in field goal range for the Jameis turnovers. They have succeeded in spite of this guy.
Yeah. No, yeah, hey, that's you know, you're half correct on that. But what I would just say is I'm going to stay with the Patriots because I've been a fan since 1977.
No,
a lot of these people
I got
came,
you.
a lot of these people have become fans.
Oh no. Dan, we could call them the same thing with the Red Sox. They're pink hat Patriot fans. Sure. Yeah.
And look, when Fisk left, everybody was going to say, "Oh, everybody's going to root for Fisk because he went to the
White Sox." I know. But didn't happen.
They stayed with the Red Sox. You know what I mean? I'm a good fan.
But Dan, hold on.
We play him in the Super Bowl.
With all due respect to Bobby Orr, yeah. Carlton Fisk, Roger Clemens, Wade Boggs, they're not Tom Brady. This was the single most successful era in Boston sports history, other than Bill Russell, who played against guys who were the pastrami king of Long Island, that made more money being the pastrami king of Long Island than they did playing in the NBA when there were eight teams in the NBA. This was it. In an era of free agency, an era that the NFL has tried to predicate their league on parity. What Brady and Belichick, you see, I'm giving credit where credit's due. What Brady and Belichick have done is inconceivable. It's unfathomable. It should never have happened. And it will never happen again. Not only in Patriots history, in NFL history. You will never see. Like, there's... If I were looking at Patrick Mahomes right now, in the over-under for Super Bowl titles, now he's won one already after his third year in the league. Let's put the over-under at 3.5 Super Bowl wins. So you got that hook there. So you're really talking, you know, I'm betting under. The chance of Patrick Mahomes winning more than 3 Super Bowls, it's almost like, do you have any idea how tough that's going to be? Now you take 3 times 2, and now you have Tom Brady, 6 Super Bowls. This will never happen again in NFL history. And Mahomes already has one at the age of 23. But the chances of him getting to 4, slim and none. Probably won't happen. I'll give him 2, maybe 3. He won't get to 4. He will never get to 4. I can guarantee you that. That's what I'm telling you, that what we saw here the last 19 years, it was an aberration. It was an anomaly. It's something that should never have happened. But yet it did, and they did it in 2 separate periods, 01, 03, 04, 2014, 2016, 2018. And there should have been an 07 in there as well, but there wasn't. So all that being said, listen, I want the Patriots to succeed, but there's a part like this year. Oh, no. This year, I want Brady to go to the Super Bowl. And I want to see, like, there's a part of me. I want the Patriots to succeed. I want Jared Stidham, but I don't want them making the playoffs. I think it's a better for sports talk radio if the Patriots miss the playoffs this year. Because now, all of a sudden, people come back down to reality from this fantasy world that you've been living at for 19 years. All right, we'll get to the phone calls on that. And, dare I ask the question? Cam Newton, are you interested? Yes, no, why not? 617-779-7937 from somebody who covered him since the moment he was drafted out of Auburn. Now, here's the irony there. It's another thing I just thought of. How about this? If the Patriots brought Cam Newton in, they'd have 2 Auburn quarterbacks, Newton and Stidham. Huh. I just thought of that on the air. I'm like, wow, that would be an interesting dynamic. 2 Auburn quarterbacks fighting out for the Patriots starting job. But I'm going to tell you what I feel about Cam Newton and why the Patriots should or should not even touch this guy. I'll get to that next. Now it's time for trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
About a lot of different things and, a different change in his life after 20 years and moving his family to a great town and all those things.
Is he moving the family to Tampa?
Yes.
Are you going to help? Do you have a guest house for him? How's this working out here?
No guest house for me. I think they'll have plenty of options. There's some really good properties and to settle the family in.
Back here, Mark James with you on WEI. That was Tom Brady's new coach, Bruce Arians. I love hearing this. Bray Wyatt, who another guy who could be living near Tom Brady. He's from Tampa, Bray Wyatt. Born and raised down there, man. Bruce Arians, he's has no interest in Antonio Brown either, in case you didn't glean about that. He wants nothing to do with Antonio Brown. So there are four teams that you can cross off Antonio Brown's list: the Steelers, the Patriots, the Bucks, and the Raiders. Yeah, you're down to 28 now. But who knows? He might surface somewhere. I think Tom's gonna love Arians. I think it's gonna be like, wow, man. From what I'm gathering and from what I've been told by a lot of my friends who are married, like, this is going to be like as if Tom's second professional marriage. Like, the divorce is now finalized. The ink is dry. The T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. But now it's like he gets the second wife, you know, like Howard Stern. His first wife, Allison. You know, he devoted the movie Private Parts to her, and then they fell out of love, and then they divorced, and now he's with Beth, who's the love of his life. I think from a football coach standpoint, even though he had a lot of success and enjoyed some great times, I think Tom's Beth will be Bruce Arians. It will be Bruce. Yeah, yeah. Tom, this is his second professional marriage. And he's going to love Bruce Arians. No doubt about it. 617-779-7937. John in Southie. John, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, my friend.
Okay. Have you ever watched the movie Southie that took place in the late 90s with Donnie Wahlberg and a very young Will Arnett?
Yes, I have.
It was really good. Yeah.
I knew people who were in it.
Oh, okay, good. Because I saw it when it came out. It was on HBO. They ran it back in the late 90s, but I hadn't seen this in like 20 years. And so now with my cable system, I have a great cable system. Xfinity Comcast are giving people free Epics and Showtime until like April 19th. So Southie was on Epics, and I'm like, I got to watch this again. I haven't seen it forever. Donnie Wahlberg was really good in that movie.
Yeah, he was. One of the people that were in it, actually, he started on, I don't know if you remember, I'm trying to remember, it was a cop show, Channel 4. I can't remember the name. Blue something. I forget the name of it now. I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, but he started in that anyways.
Nice.
Hill Street Blues.
Oh, Hill Street Blues. Yeah.
Yeah, he started in that show.
Wow.
He did Salty after that. He did Salty first and then Hill Street Blues. I'm sorry. I got it wrong.
Okay. I love that movie. And you had a really young Amanda Peet in that movie. Rose McGowan was randomly in that movie as well. It was, oh, and Lawrence Tierney, the old man who was the crime boss in the Reservoir Dogs, he was also in that movie.
That was a great movie.
Oh, it was a really good, if you get a chance to watch Southie out there, watch Southie.
Watch the movie.
Yes. All right, so what do you got?
So my thing, you know, I agree on Belichick, but I look at Kraft. And the reason I look at Kraft is, he's the owner of the team. Obviously, Bill can't GM and can't coach. The person we have as a GM, let him be the GM. Right? Because I think he probably would have drafted a lot better than what Bill's drafting. I mean, let's look at the, where was he last year? Oh, was he? He wasn't even in the country, was he? On free agents?
No, he was Barbados. That's why I called him Barbados Belichick.
So where was he?
Right.
So why didn't we get better players?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we have a better team? Okay, he says it's all about team. And I know nobody wants to talk about this. Well, when Malcolm Butler has an argument with his kid, with Belichick's kid, that's why he didn't play.
Yeah.
Because it was his kid.
Yeah. Right? I know, John, and I say that, John, let me ask you a question. If that was Parcells, would Parcells have played Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Of course. Of course he would have.
It's all about winning and it's all about the team.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with family.
Right.
You check your personal stuff at the door.
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't do it. And like you said, Barbados Belichick last year, which is why the Patriots, they waited and they assumed Gronk was going to come back and they waited until March. And by then it was too late. Jared Cook had already signed with New Orleans.
What does he already admitted, said at the end of when they won the Super Bowl? He was done. He said, "Yo, I'm pretty much done." But so we knew he was done. Why didn't Bill just say, "Okay, you know what? I'm going with Jared Cook. That's the end of it."
I see that last part again, John.
I would say, when we knew Gronk was done, if he said it when we won that Super Bowl, when they were doing the interviews,
yeah,
he basically said he was done. We should have went for Jared Cook, and that should have been the end of it.
Yeah, well, how about this, John? How about just what just happened the last week? Instead of going after Eric Ebron, who, all right, not Jared Cook, but when healthy, is one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the league, the Steelers just got him for nothing. They got him for $12 million. Instead, you're giving $11 million to a washed corner like Jason McCourty just to appease Devin. And I got to tell you, too, I mean – you talk about Belichick's kids and like he's gonna leave it in the hands of his sons. Well, his other sons are Devin and Jason McCourty. Cause like, I don't know what it is, but he like absolutely, I mean, the McCourtys are like Bill Belichick's surrogate sons, which is fine, but I don't know. What do you think? Matt LaCosse, Ryan Izzo, or Eric Ebron? What do you think about that? I would probably go with Eric Ebron. Steelers just got him for nothing. Two-year contract, $12 million. Boom. Big Ben's got a weapon to throw to now. Another weapon. Emmanuel Sanders, New Orleans, another weapon. Jared Cook, Michael Thomas, the kid out of Assumption, Deontay Harris. Oh, they still have a couple running backs by the name of Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray. So, I mean, the rich get richer. They just stockpile weapons. You know, the Steelers, Kevin Colbert, one of the best GMs in football, He's like, oh, I can get Eric Ebron for 2 years, $12 million. Boom, there you go, Ben. You're good. Ben's going to come back. He's stronger this year. He's going to, you know, and the Steelers, they nailed it. You have no tight end right now. But you did bring back Jason McCourty, a washed corner who would probably already be out of the league for $1 million less than the Steelers are giving to Eric Ebron. Just unbelievable. Like, I cannot, like, emphasize this enough. Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. He, as a general manager, in the last 5 years, I'm sorry. And you go, oh, he won 3 Super Bowls. I don't care. I'm talking about what he's done for the 2019 Patriots, the 2020 Patriots, the 2021 Patriots. You know, never more apparent than Derek Rivers over Chris Godwin and Antonio Garcia over Kareem Hunt. They were your two highest draft picks you had in 2017, and you whiffed on both of them. But you know who didn't whiff? The Bucks and the Chiefs. No, they didn't whiff. Tom Brady's new boss, Jason Light, got Chris Godwin out of Penn State. Boom. One of the top 10 wide receiver. There you go. Tom Brady. You know what Tom Brady, you know his only issue is going to be this year? Which weapon do I go to? That's going to be his biggest problem. Do I go to Evans, Godwin, O.J. Howard, or Brait, or Ronald Jones? Who do I go to? He's going to pick your poison. That's his only problem he has this year. Where last year, he had no weapons, now he has a plethora of them. That's his only issue he's going to have this year. Where do I go to? Oh, Evans is open, but I can get Godwin down, down the seam. I can get him, where do I go to? Or I go to O.J. Howard up the middle. He's, where do I go to? It's going to be like boom, 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 boom. Brady's going to love life in Tampa. Oh, he's going to love it. Burn Steakhouse, Charlie Steakhouse, Bricato Sandwich Shop. Well, he probably wouldn't go to the sandwich shop, but he's going to love it down there. Life is beautiful. That's why Jeter and Mariano Rivera retired down there. That's why Chris Jericho, Bray Wyatt, Batista, John Cena. That's why they all live there, because it's utopia. It's absolute utopia. Love it down there. Love it. And if anybody out there in the media is saying bad things about Tampa, they have no idea about it. Tampa's not Jacksonville, okay? Tampa is amazing. The Bay Area, St. Petersburg, Clearwater. People talk, oh, it's the enema. Like, you're stupid. You want to talk? Hey, I will take, I'll take the biggest redneck trash, white trash towns in the Tampa Bay area, and I'll start comparing and picking out towns here in Massachusetts. Because I know a thing or two. We'll start with Holyoke, okay? You ever been to Holyoke, Mass? Okay? Let me start with Holyoke. I call it Hell Yoke, because I'd rather be in hell than Holyoke. All right? So you want to pick and contrast places in Tampa Bay to Boston? We can do that all day long. Because I'll do it. Believe me. Don't get me wrong. We got beautiful area up here. I love New England. I was born and raised up here. But you want to start comparing, contrasting places? Yeah, we'll start with Holyoke and go from there. Because I can name you about 8 cities in Western Mass that I wouldn't even, ugh. Are you kidding me? That don't even compare to anywhere down there. Not even close. And I'll take the trailer trash cities down there like Ruskin, okay? Which is complete white trash, redneck. And I will take them over a lot of places here in Massachusetts or New England for that matter. A lot of them. So you want to talk trash about Tampa? Know your facts. I lived there twice for over close to 6 years. I know a thing or two about that area like the back of my hand. Brady's going to love it. Jeter loves it. Mariano Rivera loves it. Tino Martinez loves it. A-Rod loves it. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of people who call it. Vinny Testaverde loves it, still lives there. I mean, it's beautiful. People go to vacation down there. They go to vacation up here, too, but they really go to vacation down there. Clearwater Beach is the number one beach in America every single year. So know your facts. If you're going to talk trash about Tampa, you want to say things about the Bucs being the worst franchise in NFL history, fine. That's, and you're right. By win percentage, they are. But just take it easy on talking trash about Tampa Bay, because I'll tell you, we'll go up and down the list. And we'll compare right then and there, starting with Holyoke. And there's a lot of other cities that I throw under the bus too, which I'm not going to do today because I'm going to be nice because it's a Sunday. But be really careful about doing that. Like, just when you hear people, they don't know what they're talking about. So good for Tom Brady. He'll love it down there. All right, 617-779-7937. We got lines lit. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
You think you know me?
Back on the Mark James Show, 617-779-7937. So, you know, some of the people get on me like, oh, man, you talk about wrestling. Listen, Ric Flair's been on ESPN SportsCenter for the last 10 minutes. They're going to reshow his 30 for 30 tonight. And after Ric Flair's 30 for 30, they're going to replay WrestleMania 32 on ESPN tonight at 7 o'clock. So, hey, right now, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, wrestling's the only thing that is still going. I don't think they should do WrestleMania next week. I think Vince McMahon's making a big mistake, but it's going on. I don't like the WWE current product, but I do like watching the old stuff, like the stuff that's good. And literally Ric Flair's been on ESPN SportsCenter for like the last 10 minutes with Jay Harris and, you know, promoting, talking about they're going to reshow Flair, the 30 for 30 tonight at 5:30, his daughter, Charlotte. You got to get content some way, somehow, man. Let's go to Mike, who's up next. Oh, no, you know, hold on. Hold up, Mike, hold in there real quick because Bill in Manchester has been holding longer. Hey, Bill, thanks for holding.
How's it going, Mark? I was gonna talk about Belichick and the GM thing, but the last guy kind of stole my thunder. So what I noticed, it's one of these things. I grew up in Boston. I lived out in California for 9 years. And it used to crack me up. I would hear Raiders fans and Niners fans, you know, call into the station. And every year, you know, oh, we're going to go, you know, 12-4. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. And the delusion of the fans out there and not realizing what that team actually was. And I hear the same thing now with Patriots fans. I hear these guys calling up, you know, oh, we're going to go 14-2, 12-4. We're going to – this team is awful. I don't think this team wins six games this year.
I'm with you, Bill. I'm with you. And their schedule –
and these old-timers are coming out of woodwork, you know, oh, I remember back in the Grogan days. Well, you know what? That's great. But, you know, you look at the team, it's like, well, great. You guys were fans of a team that was terrible. We haven't – I mean, it's not my fault I grew up in an era when the Patriots weren't one of the worst teams in the league. But what fans, I think what these Patriots fans need to realize is how difficult it is to get back up that hill. You know, you talk to Dallas fans in the 90s and ask them how long after the whole, you know,
I'm glad you brought that up because I've made this comparison, even though Tom Brady was certainly much more impactful to the New England Patriots than Jimmy Johnson was to the Cowboys. But Jimmy Johnson changed that whole Dallas Cowboys thing. He came in there and he was responsible for three Super Bowl titles. Now, I know he was the only coach for two, but with all due respect to Barry effing Switzer, they don't win that one. Troy Aikman thought Barry Switzer was the biggest joke in the world. Okay?
Barry Switzer was the Farrell of football.
Right. He's the Farrell. Great analogy. Do you know, since they on anything since 25 years. I'm telling you, the Cowboys curse, the Jimmy Johnson curse, the Michael Jordan curse with Chicago, it's real. They haven't won anything since they ran these guys out of town who were responsible for those franchises winning multiple titles. Jordan 6, Jimmy 3.
Yeah, and then, like I said, it's just, you know, I see that, you know, like I said, I'm a good where teams don't win, and it's, you hear the same disbelief in these fans now. It's like, guys, appreciate what we had, because we're not going to see it again. You know, we may dink and dunk, you may hit every couple of years, but.
Oh, I know, Bill. It's going to be a dark time. It's the death of a dynasty here. It's over. Like, it is over. I'm not saying Bill can't turn it around in 2021 and maybe make this team relevant again. But what you've known, that is over. It's done. It's like the final scene that cuts to black in The Sopranos. It's over. It's over. And unfortunately, with James Gandolfini dying in 2013, there will be never Sopranos again. That's what it feels like. Like, you're never going to have what you've had the last 19 years. That is a fantasy. Now all the millennials and Generation Z fans, you're all going to be telling your younger brothers or future kids that, hey, you didn't get to live what I lived through. 6 world titles in 19 years. 9 times you went to the Super Bowl. It was like every other year you went to the Super Bowl, literally. It's over. Like, that ship has sailed. It is done. We have the clip that I was searching for. This is where you know that Bill has been put up. Kudos to Ben Volen, who's one of the only people there who asked tough questions. Ben Volen confronting Belichick about his bad draft class last December.
The class in general hasn't played a whole lot other than Winovich and the punters. Do you feel like they need a year to get stronger and acclimate to the NFL, generally speaking?
Yeah, I never said that.
So when they're not playing, is it they haven't earned playing time?
I didn't say that either. Things change from week to week based on game plan situations. And we're 10-3. I wouldn't say we have a terrible team. But a lot of other good players out there, a lot of good players that have been very productive. And we won 10 games.
Stop. He got him. Volen got him. Volen got him. That was the Barry Sheck moment of the trial when Barry Sheck brought that criminologist out there. The criminologist lied on the stand and was like, did you go to the crime scene at Bundy Drive and start picking up samples of blood without gloves? It's like, no. Oh, really? Are you sure that, Mr. Fung? His name is Mr. Fung. Are you sure, Mr. Fung? Yes. Oh, okay. Then he puts in the video and it shows Mr. Fung, the criminologist, like going to the crime scene without gloves. You're 10-3, but you know what, Bill? You're right. You were 10-3. But then you lost back-to-back home games to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Tannehill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.